Here's a look at your KLM news for this Saturday. A one-vehicle accident occurred last evening at around 8:11 p.m. on Key Avenue, nearly a half mile west-southwest of Lamar's near the Sedonia Hills housing development area, south of the Wells Enterprises corporate offices. A total of five people were reported injured after the 2007 PT Cruiser lost control and rolled several times. Officials at the scene report that each of the passengers and a driver were ejected from the vehicle. Two people are listed as having life-threatening critical injuries, and they were airlifted by separate air helicopter ambulances that responded to the scene. The victims have been identified as 21-year-old Keith Ball, Jr. of Sioux City. Ball was airlifted to Sioux City with life-threatening injuries. 18-year-old Deja Archer, also of Sioux City, was life-flighted to a Sioux City hospital with life-threatening injuries. 18-year-old Brianna Kuntz of Remsen was transported to Sioux City with serious injuries. 18-year-old Trevon Cross of Sioux City also transported to Sioux City with serious injuries. Kyrese Weber, 19 years of age, also of Sioux City, was transported to Floyd Valley Healthcare by a private vehicle. He had sustained minor injuries. Responding to that accident included the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department, Lamar's Ambulance, Merrill Ambulance, Remsen Ambulance, Lamar's Police Department, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol. The accident is being investigated by the Iowa State Patrol. Well, today the Iowa SIDS Foundation will host its annual Walk for the Future at seven different Iowa locations, including here at Lamar's. Pam Jennery serves as the coordinator for the Lamar's event. She says this year marks the 20th year for the annual awareness walk.
The foundation was started about 20 years ago, and this is the 20th anniversary of the walk. It's 20 years of educating the public on safe sleep practices, 20 years of honoring those babies that weren't able to reach their first birthday, and of course 20 years of supporting families. And SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome. It's when a healthy baby, and usually between the months of 2 and 4 months is the highest incidence of SIDS, when they go to sleep for a nap or in that evening they go down, they just don't wake up again.
Jennery says that SIDS strikes about one child for every 1,000 born. She says in recent years, the number was even higher. Little was known about the sudden infant death syndrome, but ongoing research is still being conducted to learn more about the deadly disease.
We do not know the cause of SIDS at this point. We have a lot of people researching that. What we have done through the Iowa SIDS Foundation is helping to reduce the risk of SIDS by safe sleep practices. And that is a lot of what the Iowa SIDS Foundation promotes, educational literature to 77 of the 99 counties in Iowa. A lot of the hospitals have that information. And in fact, this year, our executive director, Patty Keeley, is coming up to Lamar's, which is the first time, and going to do a safe sleep presentation.
Jennery says although doctors and researchers still do not know what exactly causes sudden infant death syndrome, there are things that parents can do to help reduce the risk of SIDS.
We do not know the cause of SIDS at this point. We have a lot of people researching that. What we have done through the Iowa SIDS Foundation is helping to reduce the risk of SIDS by safe sleep practices. And that is a lot of what the Iowa SIDS Foundation promotes, educational literature to 77 of the 99 counties in Iowa. A lot of the hospitals have that information. And in fact, this year, our executive director, Patty Keeley, is coming up to Lamar's, which is the first time, and going to do a safe sleep presentation.
The annual Walk for the Future SIDS campaign will be held at Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids, Johnston, Mason City, Washington, Wutcher, and here in Lamar's. Registration begins at 8:30 with the walk to begin at around 9:30 a.m. It'll take place at the Willow Creek Golf Course and Municipal Park Shelter House. There will be a silent auction plus the release of balloons in memory of the children that died from sudden death infant syndrome. A Plymouth County farm family received the Iowa Farm Environmental Leader Award. Bunker Hill Incorporated, ran by Steve and Judy Bunkers of Remsen, were nominated by Christy Silverthorne of Deep Creek Watershed Coordinator on behalf of the Plymouth County and Plymouth County Soil and Water Conservation District. The Bunkers run an 800-acre corn and soybean operation and own 400 of those acres, and likewise, they have 5,000 head of finishing hogs. The farm has received Century Farm recognition and has been in operation for 126 years. The Bunkers have proven to be conservation stewards by practicing cover crops, mulch tillage, contour farming, all sloping fields, narrow and broad-based terraces, windbreaks, CRP acres, integrated pest management plans, and all fertilizer hog manure is injected. Bunker Hill Incorporated is enrolled in the Conservation Stewardship Program with the Natural Resources Conservation Services, the Conservation Reserve Program with the Farm Services Agency, and actively involved in the Deep Creek Water Quality Initiative project. Over the past 10 years, they have installed 56,650 feet of terraces, have 350 acres of cover crops, and have installed 4 water and sediment control basins. Between 1977 and 1993, 31,200 feet of terraces were installed. They have 6.8 acres set aside to maintain and enhance upland wildlife food and cover. The main reason for incorporating these practices is to maintain and improve the soil for the next generation and to carry on the legacy of Steve's father, Vernon Bunkers, started years ago that resulted in an Iowa Soil Conservation Award in 1966, sponsored by then the Des Moines Register and Tribune and the Iowa Farm and Home Register. The Bunkers family is one of 53 to receive the Iowa Farm Environmental Leader Award in 2019. The award was presented to the Bunker family during a ceremony held at the Iowa State Fair. Dort University's Agriculture Department is partnering with the Iowa State University Extension to host a joint field day scheduled for Wednesday, September 4th, with a burger meal at 5:30 p.m. and tours starting at 6:15. Gary DeVries, the Dort University's instructor of agriculture, says we are highlighting research that is particularly relevant to protecting soil and water resources and identifying a new serious soybean pest. As farmers are looking for ways to prepare for their next growing season, Dort and Iowa State University Extension are joining together to share research and information. Representative Steve King says he stands by recent insensitive comments about rape, but acknowledges that he could have made his point in a softer manner. Speaking at a news conference Friday in Des Moines, the Iowa Republican affirmed his belief that abortion should be outlawed with no exceptions for rape or incest. King faced criticism for his comment on August 14th that questioned whether there would be any population in the world left if not for births due to rape or incest. Although King repeated his claim that his comments were being misconstrued by political opponents and the media, he says he would rather deliver that in a little softer way. King's comments were condemned by Republicans and Democratic leaders. House Republicans had previously stripped his committee assignments for his comments about white nationalism. That's a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.